Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
I hooked up with a student a while ago. There's a halls of residence near my flat, which is fun. I toyed with the idea of seeing how many different boys from that halls I could snog, but I'm getting on a bit and it started to seem a bit creepy. Besides which, 20-year-olds are so dull. They have nothing to talk about except for themselves, and they think they're such big shots. And as I say that, I realise where I am and what I'm doing right now, so maybe I shouldn't throw stones. Moving on. The second time I met this particular student, we were getting a bit sexy, and he asked me not to use a condom. I refused on several grounds, not least of which being this was only the second time I'd met him, and it seemed a bit irresponsible. He got quite naggy about it, which was kind of annoying, and I had to say, eventually, if you mention this again, I will send you home. Which, luckily, shut him up, because I did want to have sex with him, but I wouldn't have hesitated to kick him out if he kept pushing it. I was planning on using this as the introduction to a story on sexual confidence and respecting other people's wishes and, you know, basic shit when it comes to sex. But there was an article recently in one of the gay magazines talking about how the writer had made a bad decision when he was horny and he'd had sex with someone without a condom. The best bit about this whole article was the headline, "We make stupid decisions when we're horny." As if this was some huge revelation and not something we've all known since we were about 12 years old. This just in, thinking with your dick rarely ends well. We'll have more on this story as it develops. In other news, the sky is blue, we're all going to die, and your mum gives blowies to bin men. The writer did his best to explain how there's no shame in making a bad decision in the heat of the moment, and, you know, that's all true. And luckily for him, things turned out fine. No nasty diseases, blah blah. The tone of the whole article was, we all make mistakes, and that's okay, nothing to be ashamed of, and you know, that's good, that's true. Except that, at the bottom of the article, in a little editor's note were the words, all names have been changed, and since the only name on the page was his as the writer, he kind of undermined his own point a bit. It's like saying, there's nothing wrong with being into fisting, I'm not, definitely not, no, but my friend is, and that's okay, but I'm not. Incidentally, has anyone seen my watch? When it comes to stuff like this, people internalize the guilt and shame and pretend they're not feeling it, and then tell everyone how they're not judging other people for doing exactly the same thing while still hating themselves for it, and then they just kind of post-rationalize their actions. They kind of explain it all away, like when you have to eat a whole cake because leaving any of it behind would mean it might get lonely. Just picking an idea at random there. God, I love cake. But all the cake in the world isn't going to change that feeling that kind of grows in you once you've calmed down a bit. You see, if you want to get rid of the shame, like that writer was trying to do in his confused little way, as if Attitude magazine was his own personal blog, you can't do it anonymously. You have to own it. Like this. I've had unprotected sex. I imagine most people I know have. Usually for no better reason than I was very horny and I really, really wanted to. And it felt good. I'm not going to pretend otherwise and, you know, try and moralise this whole thing, because it does feel really good. Almost as if our bodies have, you know, slowly adapted to enjoy this kind of thing over millions of years of evolution, for example. Before we go any further, let me clarify. It felt good for the 10 minutes or so that it was happening. I was going to make a joke here about the amount of time, but this is real talk, so let's get real. And 10 minutes is probably a bit generous anyway. After it happened, and for the weeks following it, as I worked out the earliest date I could go and get a HIV test where the infection would actually show up, it felt less good. Considerably less good. I would even go as far as to say, not good at all. To the point where I wasn't sleeping properly, because I couldn't help but think that as I lay there, worrying myself through another night, the HIV could be slowly and unstoppably growing inside my body. And I had no one to blame. I couldn't say I didn't know better, or I'd been coerced, or we'd tried to use a condom and it had broken, or any of those little lies we tell ourselves and rewrite history in our own heads to make ourselves feel better. This one was all me. Whatever the consequences were, I had brought them on myself, I was fully aware of the possibility of ending up with something nasty, and I did it anyway. And there's the thing. 10 minutes, well, okay, five, if I'm being honest, minutes of great feeling sex, followed by 2 months of anxiety, little sleep and generalised worry that I might have just given myself a lifelong illness. It's not a great trade-off, and it's one I decided I didn't want to have to go through again. And once I'd learnt to own my actions, the shame starts to fade because it's not a mistake anymore, but it's something I've learned from. It's a lesson, something I've used to help shape my future decisions and actions. So I use the memory of the fear and the worry and all that stuff that I went through afterwards to do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again. I learned to respect myself, basically. Respect myself enough, you know, to not get into that situation in the future, to do my best not to get too caught up in the moment and be tempted to forget to use a condom because it's just plain not worth it in the long run. And even if we put the risk of infections to one side for a minute, there's another horrible risk that's much more likely when it comes to bum fun. You know what I'm talking about. The thing that's pretty much an occupational hazard, but that we talk about even less than anything else. The thing you never see in porn. The thing we pretend never happens. The thing that might mean changing the sheets in the middle of the night. Yeah, shit happens, I suppose. So I can sit here naked as usual and tell you not to have unprotected sex, but, you know, I doubt it'd have any effect on your behaviour when you're feeling frisky. Because I knew all that stuff, and I did it anyway, and, you know, I'm amazing. So instead, you get this explanation of how to use the experience as a lesson and not beat yourself up about it too much. Such fun. I haven't seen that student I mentioned earlier again since we hooked up that second time, actually. I think it might have had something to do with how everything went after the sexy times were over. He was all like, that was really great, and yeah, I enjoyed it too. And the only thing that would have made it better was if it was better.
Get out.
That was Probably True, a storytelling series written and produced by me, Scott Flashhart.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.